Case number 10012, Elizabeth Fennell, north of Road 483, north of Waterview Drive, being Lot 1 within Waterview Acres Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirements for an accessory structure.
Names and addresses, please.
Elizabeth Fennell, 25510 Waterview Drive, Seaford.
James Fennell, same address. Hands on the Bible, please. Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Any evidence? It seems like you have all my stuff already. If you've got anything we don't have, you can hand it to the young lady at the opposite end. I need that many copies.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Would you explain to the board your need for this variance?
I'd like the shed to be allowed to stay where it is.
And how long has it been there?
6 years.
At least, I believe about 6 years. But when our existing dog kennel used to be there for about 25 years, and we just put it on top of the concrete.
The concrete pad that was there.
And what brought on the violation? I mean,
what brought it on?
Yeah, how come you?
The 15 acres was sold off. Now there's a person living there.
Okay.
And they also put up a fence at this point. There's a fence up there now. They can't even see the shed.
So there has the survey been resolved, or you're still waiting?
Yeah.
So everything's taken care of, and you know this is a definite need.
We're still on our property. We're on our property. The only mistake was years ago, the map I had to work with showed the easement next to the property is a separate lot, and I thought I had about 10 feet to play with, you know, being within that 5 foot measurement from the edge of the property. And when the new neighbors moved in and we had to find out some more information, found out I was right on the line, more or less, 3 feet away.
So you need a 3 foot variance, you're 2 foot from the line.
Well, whatever the space would be, I'd like to just leave it there because there's no other place on the property where it would be suitable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a big slope down the back. And since the fence moved up, went up, we'd have to hire a crane, and that's kind of out of
the financial realm for that. To work with.
Yeah.
So permit issued for the shed?
You mean, did I have a permit for it?
Yes, I did. Did you get a CO?
I don't know.
Certificate of occupancy?
It's a tool shed, a work shed.
Okay, well, still, if you get a permit, then you have to have it inspected and get a certificate of occupancy.
We have an accessory structure permit taken out in 2004, but no certificate of compliance was issued.
Okay.
I wasn't aware of that either. Sorry.
Should have explained it when you got the permit.
So you took a dog run out and you put the shed
There was
where
a
the dog
big
on the
kennel with a roof and the dog didn't like it.
You put and then you put the shed on the same concrete pad.
On that pad.
And how long have you owned the property?
20 years.
And the pad, concrete pad's been there how long?
At least 25. There's a date under there.
So it was there before you?
Yeah, it was.
So is the shed on the easement? The right-of-way piece there?
It's on the line, I believe. I'm not sure, really.
By your survey here, like the shed is in the easement.
Yes.
It is in the easement.
We're the last property, the next is the pond, and it was supposed to be a drainage pipe there that was never put in there 20-something years ago.
The surveyor's paper that you have now, that picture, he drew it and put and showed actually where everything is.
Oh.
Where our original drawing course, did not have that building, the shed there.
But
so we just had to have him back to do this and show how it stands.
And you're in the easement?
Yes.
Yes.
The easement's also in my mother's name at this point.
What's the easement for?
There's a power line from the beginning of Baker's Mill Road all the way to the very beginning of our property. And after that, there's nothing there.
It's not something that was set up to allow the people to walk back to the pond?
No.
No.
Like I said, it was supposedly a drainage thing there. And I've been more or less taking care of that thing since my parents moved there. I've put tons of soil and gravel there to make up for all this erosion, stuff like that.
The easement still exists, right?
Yeah. As I say, there's no power lines there. There's no drainage there. Mm-hmm. But it was found the map. They said there was supposed to be a pipe there, a drainage pipe. There isn't.
Never been,
yeah.
Have we ever allowed a structure to be on an easement? I don't know of any we've ever allowed.
It takes soil and water to look at that first. Can we approve anything like that?
Who?
Soil and water. Does the drainage and all that? What do you think?
Soil conservation enforces the drainage easements, so they'd be who we'd need to check with if that's what you guys wanted.
It looks like from the hill there, there's enough drainage without putting a drainage pipe in.
There certainly is.
Plus, if you'll see in the pictures, it's all grass and trees back there. You know, it's not like the water's just running off into the pond.
Any other questions from members of the board?
Is a bit overkill on the pictures, but they correspond with what's in the letter. See, one of those pictures of a man standing with his arm outstretched. That was a part that more or less washed away and that we tried to fill in again. You know, to keep everything from washing away. I don't know if that helps my case or not, but, you know.
My contact, Soil and Water, that's our sort of responsibility for that.
Whose?
Soil and Water Conservation.
It's their responsibility, you say?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done what I did. I was just trying to keep it from, with all the erosion you read about on Nanticoke River, I was just trying to keep it up from everything washing away.
So who should we contact about that?
Soil and Water Conservation here in Georgetown.
In Georgetown, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Just give everybody a time to look at the picture.
Sure. Let's sit down.
That's all right.
Are there any other questions or discussion by members of the board?
I have one. So if I understand you correctly, the property to the west has just been sold? Fence was constructed?
About 2 years ago.
Well, we've been there 20 years, and about 2 or 3 years ago, the Dukes, I think it was, the developers, they bought that property and broke it up into 2-acre lots, I guess.
And
our neighbors that are there now, I think they moved in about 3 years ago.
Who constructed the fence?
The neighbors did just about a month ago. About the same day the surveyor showed up, actually, to survey our property.
Any other questions? If not, are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of?
I have
one here in opposition.
Got one in opposition.
Mr. Chairman.
One?
Here it comes up now.
Mr. Chairman.
If you want to.
I have 4 letters of no objection.
4 letters of opposition?
Of no objection.
Of no objection. Thank you. Would you take a seat right on the front row?
Sure.
And this gentleman wants to speak. Have to be sworn in, sir.
State your name and address, please.
My name is John Dorsch. I live at 25371 Mallard Drive, Seaford.
Swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth.
What was your last name again?
Dorsch, D-O-R-S-C-H. I believe my wife was supposed to send in letters. I wasn't going to be here today, but
we have it with pictures.
I made it. Okay. Mr. Fennell had stated that our fence was put up to, it actually hit his garage. We stopped the fence at the garage itself. Prior to our closing on the property, the concrete pad for his garage, or he calls it the, whatever he calls it, accessory building, was on our property. On the survey, it showed up on our property. And we had to hold money in escrow so they would remove the concrete so we'd be able to close on the property. The accessory building garage is runs about 6 inches to a foot off the edge of our property. We've had some survey. I'd had to pay 3 different times for a surveyor to come out and survey the property because there was a property dispute on that line. They were there for so many years, they were utilizing a property as their own, which is understandable. So the day we were having our fence installed, there was some words that Mr. Fennell, the son, had said to my wife, and it came to where we had to, or my wife called the state police. He was abusive. I don't really want to get into it too much, but I'm really opposed to the building being, after a period of time, if something is installed and the board allows it to be installed and it isn't inspected, if that's the way things are done, then that's not the way they should be. If it's incorrect, it should be remediated or some other, whatever you can come up with to be able to have that thing. Our fence stops at the garage. It doesn't hide the garage. We did want to be a good neighbor. I know Jim had installed barbed wire running down a fence recently, going down to his side of the property. I don't know why he did that. We're not installing a fence any further. We just wanted to keep our property, so to speak, away from his. He works in the garage, which is close, and he's always doing guy things, like I would do too in a garage. So just to be able to sit on our deck and overlook some of the property and not have to watch Jim do guy things. He's working in a shop and taking care of his tractor and doing other things like that, which is a pretty normal thing. But it's only a foot or so off the property line. And it's supposed to be how many feet? 5 feet. It might sound like, well, 4 feet you wouldn't be able to do too much, but 4 foot's 4 feet. So I have nothing more to say.
So you're in objection?
That's correct, sir.
To it staying there?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How many square feet is the accessory structure?
It's 20 by 14.
Anyone else care to speak in opposition? Any further comments from the board members? Yeah.
Just want to answer what he said about his wife. All I happened to say was it was stupid to put the fence up when I had a surveyor coming and we having a line dispute. She proceeded to yell at me for 20 minutes. I went inside the shed. I had a man working with me that day, cleaning up the yard debris, you know, the leaves and stuff. About a half hour later, the police showed up. All I said was it was stupid to put the fence up when I had a surveyor showing up in a little while. And he did.
Okay. You know, as that, far as all that, that's really irrelevant. What was said?
Well,
the fact that the only thing that we're
making—it's making me look like a bad guy, which I didn't do anything wrong.
That's fine. We're only here to consider the shed itself, not what was said or what was done.
Thanks.
Okay. If there's no further questions, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 10,012 under advisement.
Second.
Been regularly moved and seconded. We take case number 10,012 under advisement. All those in favor get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made later this evening. You can stay if you'd like or you can call the office in the morning.